All right, it seems to be recording.
Is it counting down?
Yeah.
Okay.
You will believe it.
You did your best. Welcome, TCD Board of Supervisors Monthly Meeting, November 15th, 2018. It is 2:05 p.m. I'm Eric Johnson, TCD Chair.
Linda Powell, Supervisor.
Richard Mankemeyer, Supervisor Auditor.
Let's go to Ben.
Ben Cushman, Council.
And then Ron.
Oh, Ron Holtkamp, Citizen.
Phyllis Farrell, Citizen.
PJ Johnson, Farmer.
Sharon Herding, Citizen.
Just slow down a second. I have Farrell.
It may be on the sign-in sheet.
Yeah, it is. But has everybody signed in?
Does everybody understand that nobody's required to sign into a public meeting in this state?
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's still good for our record to know who's here. But
It's up to you. If you want to go ahead and announce your name, it's
Cheryl
optional.
Cheryl Burting.
Thank you, Cheryl. And then a citizen sitting there.
Allison Halperin, Washington State Conservation Commission.
Pamela Pride, Citizen.
Pat Wald, Citizen.
Farmer.
Carol Goss, Citizen.
Esther Gronenberg, Citizen.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. All right. Welcome, introductions. We are audio recording this in a meeting. We just had someone else walk in. Did you want to introduce yourself at all?
Hi, Stuart Smith. I live here in Thurston County.
Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you.
For those of you who would like to participate, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Richard, will you lead us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Now we got a public comment. Is there a public comment sheet up there? Esther and TJ. Okay. You have 3 minutes, and I'll raise my hand, wave at you at 10 minutes. Till, go ahead, please.
I just wanted to make it clear that any comments I've ever made here or to the board have never been meant as a personal attack. And I'm sorry if they were ever misconstrued that way. I've always expressed the highest respect and regard for farmers and what they do, and especially farmers who steward their land, and I wish all your farms to be fertile and abundant. I've been guided by a wise saying that by their fruits shall you know them. And the fruits of the TCD have been to help landowners take care of their property and help habitat be restored and taken care of and preserved, and helping farmers to survive and conserving land and educating thousands of kids. And that's all sacred work, and I hope we all agree that that's what TCD does and should continue to do and should thrive. My purpose has always been to protect the work of the CTD by advocating for funding and by informing the community. And I hope that the board has urged the Board of County Commissioners also to continue funding. It is sad that the current situation is so full of ugliness and deceit, but 50 years from now, we're all going to be dead, and this all will be forgotten. But I do hope that the TCD will be here, creating healthy, functioning ecosystems for our kids and our grandchildren. Long live TCD.
Thank you, Esther.
Thank you, Esther. Appreciate that. Okay, TJ?
I want to start with something I've never done here before. I want to thank you, Richard and Linda, for helping me load the poultry equipment on my truck a little while ago. So thank you. Now turning the other cheek. The mismanagement, the financial irresponsibility, and the gross negligence of this board is having serious and real consequences on small farmers in this county. Last month, the district suspended the equipment rental program and the soil testing program. As a small crop farmer, I can tell you that November, October is precisely when we take our soil tests.
Yep.
And unfortunately, because of your lack of leadership and the lack of funding, that was suspended. It put small farmers like me at a great disadvantage. People who counted on using the poultry equipment to process the birds that they were raising for the holidays, you put them at an economic, in an economic hardship. You're responsible for this, not the staff. The staff here are hardworking, honorable people that are trying to do the right thing. You've got the handcuffs on them. Two final things, dealing with the comments that were made at the joint meeting with Thurston County Commissioners a couple weeks ago. Mr. Johnson, you said that you never saw the MOU when that topic came up. That's a flat-out lie that was presented in public settings here multiple times. Mr. Mankmeyer, you claim not to know where the rates and charges idea came from. Again, a flat-out lie. It came up here for a long, long time, many, many meetings, many, many discussions. You actually voted to forward it to the county commissioners. So my question, a couple questions this raises. A, are you completely inept? B, are your memories so poor that you have no recollections of actions that you have taken in public meetings? Three, did you deliberately lie to our county commissioners? Or four, are you so committed to your radical mission to destroy the Thurston Conservation District that you simply don't care about the truth or the results and consequences of your actions? I'll ask, as I do every month, that you immediately resign so that we can begin to rebuild this district. And if you choose not to do that, I'm really looking forward to December 7th, when the State Conservation Commission has the opportunity to remove you and to put this district back on a path of helping small farmers.
All right, thank you. Let's see here. Agenda review. We'll have to make some changes. We can't ask any questions on financial reports, check register. We can cover the
excuse me.
Table A. Yeah,
why?
Public comments over.
We're short. We're short people.
We have no staff today, so
why?
They're all sick. So okay. So
no.
We'll table the A. We'll table B. So we'll do C and D. Actually, we won't be able to do C, Linda, or?
No, we're doing C.
Okay. Okay, board meeting minute review, you want to just table that all until next meeting?
Oh, wait, I guess you're right. So it's D that we're doing, because he can't come here. He got called to the Samoa.
Okay.
Unexpectedly.
Okay, so we put that as cancel the interview?
Yeah, just cancel.
Okay. Okay, and then meeting minute review, just table that until next meeting. And then update GCD policy 1.3, declaration of authority, do that. Budget development discussion.
Are we going to not do the new minute template policy?
I don't know. Do you want to do that, Ben? The template policy?
I'm working with Paul on that, and he's not here.
Okay, so just table that. Just table five.
Can I get clarification? Are we tabling all of five or just?
Yeah, all of five, yeah. District funding policy, so A, development discussion, so table B, I guess. Update on rates and charges, let's talk about that. staffing plan discussion. You have some discussion on that, Richard, or?
Staffing plan.
Yeah, no? Yes or no on that? So I'm just going over the agenda, what we can cover. Yeah, that's E, so I'm on D, the one before that.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so keep D and E. Keep everything else. Number seven, discussion employee Sarah Moorhead to discuss that. Ben, what's your recommendation there? She has a letter in here.
Okay, I'm not seeing her letter. Let me see it. That could be discussed.
Okay, we'll go ahead. We can always pass it by later on, I guess. And then I asked for Sarah's interim executive director report to be in there, just in case anybody had any questions. I'm just going to leave that in there. Do you have any additions you want to?
No.
Linda, no additions. Richard, any additions?
This
one. Okay. Discuss interview with independent auditor Edgar Holmes.
Okay, that was canceled because he can't be here. It's Holmes.
Okay.
We do have a motion.
So the resolution is
still under tab one.
Resolution number 2018-06. The subject is the contract of an independent auditor. Whereas, given the loss of general funding from the Conservation Commission, it is of critical importance that the Thurston Conservation District review its fiscal situation. And whereas, because there has been staff turnover, especially including the accounting staff and senior management staff, the Board of Supervisors believes that there is uncertainty as to the fiscal situation known and report to the board. And whereas, an auditor forensic accountant, Edgar Ooms, CV attached, has agreed to donate his time and expertise to conduct a fiscal review of the Thurston Conservation District and report his findings to the Board of Supervisors. And hereby be it resolved, the Thurston Conservation District shall accept the donated time and expertise of Edgar Ooms and will receive and review the fiscal report he prepares through his efforts. To facilitate this effort, the staff of the TCD shall cooperate with Edgar Ooms and shall give him any and all fiscal budget and operational information he requests during his fiscal review and report work.
Okay. So I'm going to do a motion for the resolution.
So I make a motion that we accept this resolution.
Okay, number
second.
Okay, so that's a resolution number 2018-06. Go ahead, Allison.
Can I ask a couple of questions? Mm-hmm. The first paragraph, given the loss of general funding, can you clarify what you mean by loss? Do you mean suspension of funding and discontinuation of grant funding?
Well, Ben, you're the one who wrote this.
Yeah, that's what was meant.
Yeah, discontinuation.
Okay.
Should we change the words?
It's currently a loss. It hasn't been restored. It could be restored and then it will no longer be a loss.
I just wasn't clear because there's always been discussion about missing funds that...
No,
was
that,
more of a reporting problem than missing funds.
Yeah, that was, this is intended to refer to the lack of unrestricted funding available from any source at the moment.
Okay, thank you.
Also, on the second whereas, there's an end report to the board that I think was supposed to be part of the third, but is duplicated here. So that probably should be stricken.
Which one?
In the second whereas, the end report to the board. Because that really is included in the third whereas, it shouldn't be in the second whereas.
Right.
I again want to reiterate, and yeah. Paul Pickett had the same concern that this does not involve, or that this doesn't address whether there's going to be any confidentiality, and when you're looking at fiscal audit type stuff, that is a usual requirement. I'm not sure. I've not yet been able to figure out how to arrange for volunteer work to be done with those kinds of stipulations. I would therefore propose that I would be more comfortable if we change the resolution from shall accept the donated time and expertise of Edgar Ohms to shall negotiate with Edgar Ohms with the goal of accepting the donated time and expertise. So that would allow me to negotiate with him confidentiality terms and a scope of his work.
So shall negotiate.
And I also need to note that although I didn't do the redraft, his name continues to be misspelled. It doesn't have a B. It should say the Thurston County District shall negotiate with Edgar Ohms to accept the donated time, with the understanding that that negotiation will primarily include scoping of what his task is, which I'm sure he'll want to do so that he doesn't have an open-ended task, and confidentiality if he has access to confidential financial information, as he probably will. The payroll information would almost certainly be confidential, and we don't want to be blasé about that. So,
okay, go ahead.
In my review of forensic accounting standard operating procedures, confidentiality is pretty much assumed, except that there are cases and times when, I mean, one of the things that they do with their work is it's prepared for court cases, so obviously that would not be confidential. But
that is probably his understanding and expectation as well. That's why the negotiation probably is a ministerial act that won't cause trouble. I don't like to make assumptions. Right? Mm-hmm. I'd rather not assume that there's going to be terms that we want and then accept and then get him going with, and find out later that we were wrong about the assumptions. I would want to. We need an authorization from the board to have the discussion, and we have the discussion that can happen very quickly and get him on, get him rolling. And I think the board can, this resolution is enough to get that moving, so it just can truck along in the, you know, between now and the next meeting, and we can set that up. So,
I got a question about the confidentiality on the salaries and stuff. How would that be confidential?
It's public.
It's
record.
Public, right? But there could be. Again, that goes into the scope of the audit. Okay. If the audit extends to the personnel record supporting the salary, that is the number, that isn't public. The deep parts of the personnel record aren't public. The salary number itself is. So if his scope of work is just confined to the numbers, but we don't know that yet, and I don't even think that that's a limitation we necessarily want to put on the audit. We want the audit to not look at the surface only. I think that there would be a benefit to having it go look a little deeper than that, and if it goes deep enough, there will be confidentiality concerns.
Okay, so thank you.
So do you have the modification suggested?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I read that part over?
I just think you could just say you'll accept the modifications in the resolution. Richard seconded.
Okay, so we accept the modifications in the resolution as stated?
Okay. And I have my notes about what they are.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me ask another question.
Okay, Richard, hang on a second. Richard, do you want to second that? Or?
No, I second that.
Okay, go ahead.
How is this forensic audit going to work with the state auditor's office doing its audit? Because if they coincide at the same time, I can see that taking, causing problems for both parties. So I know at the last meeting you had talked about doing this, possibly doing the state audit first and then identifying gaps where you think things might have been missed. Is that what you're looking to do?
Somebody mentioned that. There was no agreement about that.
I think the independent audit would be first, and then and then that would give more light to the
He's got to fit it in when he can, because he's a pretty busy guy, so he's going to jump right on it. And he's worked with the state auditors before. He knows people there. They do a pretty completely different kind of auditing. And I'm assuming there should be some overlap, but I don't know that much about it. So.
Okay.
It seems like to me that perhaps his work might make the state audits work a little simpler, because everything will have been gathered and massaged. So, you know, maybe it won't take them as long and won't cost us as much.
It's possible.
I'm kind of hoping that, but I don't really know how they're going to overlap.
Well, I know that they're doing more than their standard audit for the Thurston CD, so which is why it's going to cost more. But you're right, a lot of the cost, well, some of the cost can be mitigated by how prepared all the documents are. Mm-hmm. So I've been to a couple of exit conferences where the auditors have said this was easy because all the documents were here, we walked in, everything was ready to go. And that saved them time.
Yeah. So this could actually save us some money then.
It potentially could, as long as there isn't any sort of overlap where the auditor's office comes in, but Edgar is here and they, so I would just recommend that he be advised if there is a state audit going on and vice versa.
I will take that into account when working on the negotiation with him and try to figure out a way to coordinate work without interference.
Okay.
Do a lot of construction type cases, which are much more complicated coordination jobs.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Ben, and
Matt.
Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, my name's Matt Zubitz. I'm with the Washington Federation of State Employees.
I'm Ben Peterson. I'm with the Washington Federation of State Employees.
And you guys are being audio recorded as well. So. Did you have a question, Matt?
I did.
Okay.
Considering that the two audits could overlap and require similar documents, and knowing that the state audit is something that is going to need to be done, is required to be done, the audit you propose here isn't necessarily something you would impose on yourself. How can we make sure that the records that the state auditor has access to are safe and secure if the auditor that you propose to bring in has access to them? I haven't heard that talked about, and I think the work of the state auditor has, in my opinion, a priority, and if your auditor has access first, there's no guarantee that I've heard of talked about yet that says that the documents that they will need to do their business will be safe and secure for them to access.
Then the documents won't leave the facility.
If there's monkey business with the documents, we have an entirely different issue, and the state auditor will have an entirely different report. I think that the process is self-securing.
How so?
It's a felony to mess around with those documents, and that's not going to happen.
Wow.
It's self-securing. There's looking at a document doesn't change it. We are not living in that kind of quantum universe. The documents can be looked at by anyone as long as they're not changed. If they're changed, that's a crime. It's not going to happen.
Okay, I'm going to continue on. Any more discussion by the board?
No.
Okay. All in favor of resolution number 2018-06 with modifications, signify by saying aye and raising your right hand.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So you're going to contact him and work the rest of that out, is it?
Yeah. I have contacted him, and I got his CV as part of my initial contact, and I've looked it over and I've verified the information on it, and it has resolved the concerns I raised last time.
Okay, great. Okay, number 6D. Well, you had something on 6D
before?
Yes.
Okay.
Fine.
Did we do raise the charges?
Oh,
you're not
oh
six,
yeah.
You should be doing A.
A. C. Okay, C.
I have A as a
can be of A.
Okay. I don't know. All right. Sorry about that. Okay. TC district funding update, TCD policy 1.3.1, declaration of authority to acting executive director. Okay. Do you have a something with you?
Well, we have the update in our packet.
Okay.
We're changing line 4445.
Okay.
The AED shall hire, promote, or retain employees with approval of the board if needed to meet the approved staffing level. That's what we change.
Sounds good to me.
So the change here is...
Can you read that?
Okay, I will. The change is currently it says the acting executive director shall hire, promote, or retain employees in consultation and communication with the board as needed to meet the staffing levels. The in consultation and communication is being changed to with approval of the board so that there is a board review and approval process, which the board thought was implied by consultation and communication, but that has not been a mutually understood interpretation of that. So the change is to make the board more active in hiring, promoting, and retaining of employees, which, because that's a major cost, and cost is a concern. That's the change.
Okay. So, is that a motion? Somebody motion and second?
I motion that we accept the change to line 44, 45, and 1.3.1 delegation of authority to acting executive director.
Okay. Give me a second.
A second.
Okay. A first and a second. Any more discussion by the board? Okay. All in favor, say aye and raise your right hand.
Aye.
It's unanimous, as the last one was.
So this will be updated.
Effective immediately.
Oh, that's it right there. Okay, got it. Yeah.
Budget development discussion, that was for Susan. She has how many?
That was tabled.
That one was tabled. Yep. Update on rates and charges. Do you have any updates?
Yeah.
So was that? I don't have that in there. Is that the board? Is it?
I don't think there's a rehab item. No, it's tab 3, but.
It says tab 3, but it's not there, so it must be tab 4.
No.
No, it's not. There's no.
Tab 3 was intended to be an oral discussion, but Sarah said.
Okay.
I assume whatever that is not part of the packet that is published publicly. Is that true?
I will read the resolution that has been handed out so the public can understand it. And I'll explain it first. At the moment, there is a category in the proposed rates and charges that provides a lower rate for a particular type of land use than is provided for any other type of land use. And there was a suggestion from that all land be treated equally. And so there's a proposed request to amend the schedule of property and applicable rates to rebalance it so that all property is created equally. The resolution is to balance the rates and charges, requests, and amounts in accordance with observations of the Board of County Commissioners. This board resolves that the Thurston Conservation District shall amend the request at interlocal agreement exhibit B, schedule of property and applicable rates, land use category number 9, resource designated forest land, and raise the calculated rates to $499 and the per acre to 0.1000 or 10 cents. And that means that designated forest land would be the assessed, well, the rates and charges applicable to designated forest land would be the same as otherwise, where at the moment it is about one-tenth what was applicable to the other land use categories.
I'd like to add something to that.
Okay, go ahead.
And the main reason for that is because it's been, I don't know if exposed is the right word, but it's been found out or made known that forest lands are huge polluters. Like, they're the main source of the pollution in our rivers and streams, which goes into the Sound, and they don't pay near their share of the cost of taking care of all of that. And so that's why this is a good idea. And not only that, it'll make rates and charges a lot more, a much higher amount. I'm not sure how much higher at this point, but
there's
a map looking there now.
Yeah, you can look at some of the maps in this room and see how much designated forest.
Yeah, there's a lot of forest land, so it's going to be significant, a significant amount of money.
So we need a motion and a second.
I make a motion that we accept resolution 2018-1115B, rates and charges scheduling for property and applicable rates.
Second.
I have a question, if I might. Mm-hmm. How would passing this resolution impact the public hearing process for rates and charges, given that one public hearing has already been undertaken with the prior rates and charges, the proposed rates and charges? It's identified that two public hearings were needed in order to move forward. Is this, as you said, a significant amount of money change? Is that going to preclude there being enough time for an additional public hearing if the county commissioners feel that it would be necessary given this proposed change?
I don't believe so. The county commissioners will assess the issue themselves through their own council. I believe that this is the kind of change that is a normal change to come out of public hearings. And when public hearings result in changes to a proposed ordinance, that doesn't require a new round of public hearings. That is exactly what public hearings are for. This came out of a public hearing discussion at the Board of County Commissioners. It's coming back to us to basically say, yeah, we're fine with how you want, how the discussion went about what we should ask for. So I don't think it will require a new round. Their attorney might come up with a different answer to that, but I don't think so.
Okay. Any more discussion by the board?
I have a question, too.
He's got one issue, and that's about the county commission. My concern is you had a public hearing here on the existing rates and charges. If you change that, and the public has not had input on the new thing that you've created, I'm not sure that that passes muster with the forestry people that own the land. It's not fair to them, and they could litigate over it, couldn't they?
They could try. I've offered my opinion on that.
Okay. More comments from the board?
I need clarification, if I could, on this process. I understand the desire that came from Commissioner Edwards to change the amount, but I also recall from that public hearing the county staff saying that the conservation district could not alter their recommendation to the county commissioners, but that the county commissioners could alter, do what they want to with the recommendation. So my question is about the process. is this just saying we're okay if you do that, county commissioners, or is this formally changing your proposal to the county commissioners, which they seem to indicate you couldn't do at that last discussion?
That's a good point. This does amend the interlocal request. I would propose that we change the wording of this to shall accept an amendment to the interlocal request, which means that if there is an interlocal request, change made by the county commissioners. So I think that that is a safer way to word it.
Say it again, please.
Where would that go on here?
The Thurston Conservation District shall accept an amendment to the request. So instead of amend, it shall accept an amendment.
Okay, are you okay with the...
Yeah,
okay, a second. Okay. Okay. All in favor of resolution 2018-1115B, all in favor, say yes and raise your right hand.
Yep.
Okay, to all opposed, and then all abstentions. I'm going to abstain. So.
Okay. Okay. So there's a 2+1 abstention.
Okay. So go ahead and passes. Okay. Staffing plan discussion. You want to read it, Ben?
This is all right. Resolution 2018-115DD. This concerns the deputy director. Whereas the official organizational structure of the Thurston Conservation District does not have a position of deputy director, and whereas the Board of Supervisors has never approved the creation of that position, and whereas the official job functions of the deputy director, do not appear to include any management activities as would be expected of someone with the title deputy director, and whereas the previous executive director had been instructed to initiate disciplinary proceedings against the person holding the title deputy director, but apparently failed to complete the process prior to her resignation, and whereas the acting executive director has not continued or pursued those disciplinary proceedings, this board resolves that, quote, the title of deputy director shall be abolished, and the position shall be retitled Grant Administrator in accordance with the official organizational chart and structure of the Thurston Conservation District, and the acting executive director shall resume and complete the disciplinary proceedings against the person holding the title deputy director for violation of the nepotism, conflict of interest, and out-of-pocket reimbursement rules and policies of the Thurston Conservation District.
May we ask that you speak up?
Yeah, we can't even hear what you say at all.
Okay. For a lawyer, I'm fairly soft-spoken. I apologize for that. Well, I will read it again.
Okay. Go ahead.
Whereas the official organizational structure of the Thurston Conservation District does not have a position of deputy director, and whereas the Board of Supervisors has never approved the creation of that position, and whereas the official job functions of the deputy director do not appear to include any management activities as would be expected of someone with the title deputy director, and whereas the previous executive director had been instructed to initiate disciplinary proceedings against the person holding the title deputy director but apparently failed to complete that process prior to her resignation, and whereas the acting executive director has not continued or pursued those disciplinary proceedings, this board resolves that the title of deputy director shall be abolished and that position shall be retitled Grant Administrator in accordance with the official organizational chart and structure of the Thurston Conservation District, and the acting executive director shall resume and complete the disciplinary proceedings against the person currently holding the title deputy director for a violation of the nepotism, conflict of interest, and out-of-pocket reimbursement rules and policies of the Thurston Conservation District.
Okay, thank you. We have a... Do you want to do a motion and a second, or?
Sure.
Okay.
Just to save yourself from potential legal action, have you been consulted with a labor lawyer on the implications of this during the status quo? Have you consulted them on that?
No, but the disciplinary request, I think, predates the status quo. There is a personnel issue here. I would be more comfortable with just
I'm
the
referring
retitle.
To the elimination of a position.
This is not eliminating a position, this is retitling the position.
And you know that has to be negotiated.
Have you notified the union that that was being done?
This does not even change job function or any other salary.
Retitling, yeah.
So you have not notified the union?
This could... No. So, this could present a... violation of the status quo with the change of job titling. On the other hand,
I would strongly advise consulting with a labor lawyer.
This whole deputy director thing is just create someone's. Has an apparent management position, don't give them management authority and then give them union protection because they don't have management authority, even though they purport to. The board has the power to move forward with this. It might have employment law implications, especially the disciplinary part of it. It might have labor law implications. I would argue that this is. That this position may not be an employee position and may be a supervisory position based on the titling and the actual activities, but not the official job description.
We don't have it in our employee handbook.
Right,
we don't have it in our
it doesn't
policy and procedures.
It doesn't exist. Arguably, the status quo was the organizational chart, in which case this resolution restores the status quo rather than violates it.
Right.
There's all kinds of arguments. There is also risk. This is a risky resolution.
Mm-hmm.
It is risky under labor law. It is risky under employment law. It is within the power of this board to do it. I've offered advice about this separately. I want to do that at a public meeting, reiterate.
Well, do we need an executive session to talk about it?
Yeah, this should probably be moved for further discussion in an executive session, although we have discussed this.
We can go into an executive session now, can't we?
So,
we can go into an executive session right now. Talk about it. I suggest we do that. Let's go into executive session and
public
talk about
hearing.
This.
I don't
know, council.
This is a public hearing right now.
Oh. You know what I mean?
I think that we can take a break from the public hearing for a brief executive session and then we can
go. Okay. Can we clarify public hearing versus public meeting?
Sorry, there's a public meeting, okay. It's not a public hearing.
Is there a sense of urgency on this issue that wouldn't allow you to consider it when you have a full board here, since it is a risky, your own lawyer saying it has some implications on both sides? Would you want your full elected board here to be a part of that vote?
Well, we'll consider that. Okay, so let's go into executive session for 20 minutes?
10 minutes.
10 minutes? I say 15, they're never shorter. Right. Okay, so it's 2:49 right now. We'll give you guys a couple
just to,
minutes.
Just to Allison, clarify, please. When you go into executive session, this is to discuss potential liability issues?
Yeah. It's to receive legal advice from counsel only, and only related to this resolution.
Motion to have an executive session. Sure. Make a motion that we have an executive session to discuss the details of Resolution 2018-115-DD.
Okay, second. Okay, first and a second, and then we'll go in for an executive session for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, it's 2:50 on my Samsung. Okay, yeah, that's true. Sorry.
What's left?
So all in favor, signify by saying aye and raising your hand.
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
There are some substantial items left on the agenda still. There's a smart talent resolution, a discussion of the letter that was continued over from last time regarding Sarah Moorhead.
Can you do your executive session at the end?
We're going to do it now. Thank you. Okay, so as soon as everybody clears out, we'll go home. And then you noted down clarity. The use of the executive session, correct?
Yep. Okay.
Turn that thing off here. You had to run it? Or you can take it outside.